Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening Podcast. It's your host, Colleen. How is everyone doing? Let me just say, I hope this podcast, whenever you're listening to it, if you're listening to it this morning, this afternoon, this evening, helps you bring yourself back into the moment, or helps you restart a moment, or helps you start your day in a positive way. I can promise you that. And if you want to help me out, please subscribe to or follow whatever you listen to this podcast on, and make sure you send this to someone else so this can hopefully help awaken something in their day. How is everyone feeling with this daylight savings time? It's crazy. I always find it feels a little worse in the springtime. It's different. Our energy is more up. So my kids are a little bit crazier because we lose sleep, but my kids and myself are kind of crazy this week when we gain an extra of sleep because we're headed into the darkness and everything just seems colder and darker. And, you know, we're in the hibernation time. Remember, we're supposed to hibernate during this time. Anyway, let's take a deep breath. Let's restart this day. Remember, I think this week we got a lot going on in astrology. We have Mercury conjunct Mars, square to Saturn. We have Venus in Capricorn. So there's a lot of energy this week. There's a lot of good energy this week, and there's a lot of fast moving, fast talking. I can already feel like I'm starting this podcast out like boom, 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 saying everything I need to say. Let me start out with a funny story, though. As Mercury and Mars are conjunct, you know, they're conjoining right now. We're going to feel it Monday through Friday. Well, as it was starting to get close around midnight last night, I sent the Capricorn moon, the guy I'm seeing, a little bit of a risque text this time, and it will reflect back to what happened the last time this happened to me, and I accidentally sent it to my mother. Oh my God, I sent it to my mother. It was the funniest thing. I was so out of it the night before, Sunday night, the night after daylight savings time. I was exhausted out of it. And the Capricorn moon has an Android and my mom has an iPhone like I do. So I see one green and one blue. And I was just getting ready to go to bed. I'm kind of out of it. And again, the mood strikes me every time Mercury and Mars are coming together. And I said, let me send this little bit of a raunchy text. And I instantly was like, holy shit, I just sent this to my mother. And I tried to like delete it, you know, but it doesn't delete on her end. I tried to hurry up and delete it. Just shows on my end of my text that I deleted it. And I was just like, ha, 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 that was a joke. I also used the word daddy in the text message. That was a joke. And then she never responded, which made it worse. And I think we're just going to pretend. She won't listen to this podcast, so I think we're going to just pretend like it didn't happen. I'm sure I'll hear it from her in person. But today, she never said anything. And then today, I texted her about my kids, and she responded to that. So now, the last time I had Mercury Mars conjoined in Virgo, as you guys remember, my TikTok got deleted because I made a little bit of a video that was, again, risque, and it got taken down. Even though I posted it to private, I meant to delete it right away. I wanted to send it to the Capricorn moon. I just wanted to use the music and do a little editing, and I forgot to do it. And when I got back on my phone the next morning, again, it never went private. I mean, it never went public. It was private. They were like, oh, you're TikTok page, which had 17,000 followers, not that I'm thinking about it anymore, resenting it anymore, just kidding, has been permanently deleted. And I'm like, I need to watch myself when Mercury and Mars gets together. And I think that can be the lesson, right? Let's take it fun first. Again, Mars has our aggression or sexuality, where we're going. And when it's Mercury, it's a lot about the mental. And I think here in North America, as it heads to the dark time of the year, the winter time, things get a little bit freakier. We head into Scorpio season. Things get a little bit freakier and a little bit crazier. And I have Mars in my house of marriage. So again, I feel like when I have, you know, and we have it in Scorpio, I'm like, I get a little bit crazier, but somehow I keep getting myself into trouble with accidentally doing something. So I need to maybe see where the lesson is in that. So I hope that made people's laugh, because it was seriously the most embarrassing, yet like, I could not even intolerable because I could not stop laughing. Ridiculous, okay? So we're just, you know, sorry, Mom. Sorry, Mom. That's all I'm going to say. All right, well, let's just jump into Mercury conjunct Mars. So we have this all week. And remember, this is going to be a time that we want to take action. But we want to take constructive action. constructive, aggressive action, right? This would be a time if you're going to, you know, you're trying to go after a lawsuit, you're trying to go after getting a new job, you're trying to go after something that's not fair. This is a time we bring up the argument, but we make sure we have all the facts and everything backed up to the argument, right? And we make sure we're coming from a problem-solving place, not a problematic place during this time, because with Mars, we can be causing problems and not having constructive things. Now, Mars is in its home sign of Scorpio, so it's happy there, and it's conjunct Mercury in Scorpio, which is bringing out, again, a little bit of emotional reaction inside. So this would be sort of like, I'm going to take on the passion. I have a lot of passion to get things done, and I'm going to get it done. But remember, it can needs to be constructive because it can take your world down and deconstruct things. This is going to be a good time to problem solve, to really sit there and think and be able to think quick on your feet, act on your feet and say, hey, this problem is happening, or I'm finally ready to see clarity and solve a problem that's been currently happening in my life. It's the time to stand up for yourself, be your own moral support, you know, be the person that says, hey, I'm going to I'm going to advocate for myself. This is what I believe in. I believe in myself and I'm going to do this. This energy right now is on your side for this. Remember, though, Mars is the god of war and can be a little cocky, can be a little bit too full of himself. So on the same side, you might be doing it too much, or you might be seeing how your vanity, your ego is hurting you during this time, hurting your thinking. So there's a fine balance between that, right? Ego is not all bad. It's not all good. It was important. It protected us. It's how we get things in life. It's how we get through life. It's the sun. It's a beautiful part, but taken too far and it can blow us up very easily. So remember, this is a time we're going to be quick to confrontation, but get something done. Now, let me tell you, quick to confrontation, and we have an opposing Saturn. And then yesterday we had Capricorn moon. Today we have an Aquarius moon. It is hard to parent. It's hard to parent. I'm just going to throw that out there. And for you, those of you who want kids and don't have them yet, they're amazing. They're beautiful. They're a wonderful blessing. But it's hard. There's a lot we don't talk about. We talk the hardness of the beginning, right? We talk about the no sleep. We talk about this. We talk about that. We don't talk about, though, when our kids are getting emotions, when they're learning, when they're growing, when they're wild, when they're threatening, you know, emotional things, when they're threatening, hey, I'm going to kill myself. Hey, and again, kids have said that. I am struggling myself with my own older son sort of saying things along those lines and making him understand these emotional reactions he's having. And it is tough. It's tough to teach our kids. We see where we maybe went wrong. We see ourselves and our children and the things that we should have maybe done differently or the reactions. You know, half the time I see my kids and I'm like, holy shit, that's my reaction. Or that's my mom's reaction, even worse. That's what we're working on with a lot of things. And I'm like, damn, it is hard. It's hard to maintain all day. It's hard to work, to maintain a social life, to maintain some sort of friends, a balance, yourself. You know, and in the middle is moms, dads, whoever the primary caretaker are. We're all working. We're all going. We're all trying to keep up on social media, keep up with something. I know even just myself doing this. And it's hard to find time for ourselves. It's hard to just say, hey, you know, at the end of the day, I'm like, I'm mentally, emotionally, physically exhausted. And it can be hard. So I'm just saying it is tough. And I think this is gonna bring up a lot of that. You know, I think because Venus is in there, we got Venus in Capricorn right now. And it's going to bring up a lot of like, damn, you know, we're going to have feelings of seeing the rewards of our kids this week, but also the like, this is hard. This is really hard parenting. I know it's hard for me. I'm not strict at all. I am and I'm not, right? And I was raised by a mother and a father who let me get away with everything. I was the baby of a big family and they had me when they were older, so they were exhausted. And I was also ruthless, totally ruthless. So I got away with things and I'm like, let me hold true to my punishment. You know, I actually today put my kid in timeout for 25 minutes. I have never put him in that long. I've never even set a timer. I'm like, yeah, 5 minutes. Next thing I know, they're off doing something and not even, you know, I said, I need to get stricter with how I go about life. Now, if you don't have kids or this is something else, how can you get stricter within your life? You know, how can you get strict with yourself? how can you get strict with your heart, you know, with Capricorn, with Venus and Capricorn. And again, I'm jumping subjects a little bit, but how can you get yourself going? This is going to be a time with Mercury conjunct Mars where we really see our mental illness, if we have it, or not just mental illness, we're going to see our mental health, I'm sorry, be front and center. And it's going to be like, hey, when we show up to these things that happen throughout the week, you know, the good and the bad, how are we showing up? How are we showing up for ourselves? Are we taking care of ourselves to the best of our ability, speaking on our truth, speaking when we're upset? Or are we running and hiding and, you know, filling our cup up with all of our voids instead of filling it up with the stuff that we know helps our mind, body, and soul? And are we just isolating? Are we like, hey, you know, I need to get out of this isolation chamber and I need to take control of my mind and therefore take control of my life? Again, this is going to be a time because it's square to Saturn. Saturn, the Lord of Karma, is going to be bringing in some karma. So this is a time when we go about things that we're either going to get our repercussions or we're going to get results. And again, with Mercury conjoined Mars, it's going to be a little bit more of results, but it all is up to you and how you handle your aggressive plan or your plan of action. Sit down with, before you take an action step this week, and say, is this constructive? Is this going to bring me what I need? Is this going to help me in any way? All of that is going to be very important to ask yourself before you make those more aggressive moods. You know, again, with it, square the Lord of Karma. And now we have Venus in one of Saturn's signs. There's going to be a lot around the family wounds and the family karma and the result, like saying, hey, is the result of my thinking, is the result of me not being able to get up and do things, is that something I learned? Is that learned behavior? Is the result of me not being able to believe in myself or be confident? Is that because someone doubted me growing up my whole life? That's where we need to start. That's where we need to go. I know some people say, oh, it's not always about the child. It's not always about the inner child in us. But it is, right? It is. It's where it all began. It's where we all learned. We know how important our mind is. We know that the little kids are a subconscious just breathing it in. Just look at your own kids. Look at the way their mannerisms. Or again, in the salon world, we see people all day long. Half the time we do the entire family. So, you know, I'll look at a 16-year-old son. I'm like, oh my God, that's the exact way the dad laughs. The dad says that. That's the exact way the mom says that. Okay. And that's just on a very simple level. So a lot of the ways we go around about our life, especially emotionally, it begins in our childhood, begins with what we have learned, family wounds. And oftentimes what we were taught or shown was taught to our parents, our siblings, our aunts, or uncles. It's this cycle. And each time I think that we're here to hopefully do better, but we're not going to be perfect. We're going to screw up. I think I screw up parenting every day, but I do know that my kids know they're loved. And my older son, I said earlier, is in therapy now. And the therapist said, that's not why I'm laughing. Sometimes I just laugh when I talk about emotionally uncomfortable things. Said, I can tell that he's really well loved. And I said, shit, that means a lot. No matter what comes out of this, at least I know that, you know, my son is showing actions of being well loved. And that's the biggest message I want to get across to my kids. And I think we all want to get across to our kids. You know, our parents tried our hardest. And sometimes, myself included, I'm sitting there talking about, you know, what they caused, not what they did. And it's easy to stay in that energy of a little bit of victimhood, right? Or whatever, or still like kind of resentment. If I'm still talking about, well, my mom does still piss me off every week. But if I'm still talking about, you know, the resentments, I'm still staying in that. Instead of saying, well, you know what, my mother, she has done a lot and she's taken care of me. And she was there in my drug addiction and she was there. You know, she takes care of my kids all the time. She's the first one to show up whenever I need her. We may have our issues and she may have caused things, but she and my father always showed me love no matter what happened. I knew that I was loved to a degree, you know. And on another deeper subconscious level, it's a little more confusing, but we're not going to go there today. So the family wounds are going to show up and they're going to be present and we're going to feel them. Ask yourself, if you don't want to feel them, if you keep pushing them away, what are you scared of feeling? That emotional reaction? That's what it is. Again, I think I say this on every episode, but you're not going to die from your emotional reaction. You're really not. It's not going to kill you. Trust me, you wouldn't believe, as confrontational as I might sometimes come off, you wouldn't believe how many times I was scared to present or scared to tell someone something, just afraid that I would disappoint, and that reaction, what that sets off inside me with disappointment. But it doesn't kill you. And we get beyond that. So remember that. Now let's talk about Venus in Capricorn. Now Venus rules our beauty, our love, our aesthetic, friendships, you know, relationships of all kinds. In Capricorn, Saturn's sign. So in one way, let's talk the positive. There's a little bit of, and Jupiter's still in Aquarius right now, but it's out of retrograde. So there might be a little bit of rewards. There might be like, hey, our relationship has gone through a lot, and we went to therapy, and we did this, and we did that, and we checked off all our P's and Q's, and I think we've come out to the other side, like finally seeing, okay, we're getting back to the spot we originally were in. This is a good spot. You know, some rewards there around love. But again, there's going to be a lot of karma around there, and Venus is about to be retrograde. It's going to go retrograde while it's in Capricorn, bringing reversals to love, bringing reversals to friendship. It can bring, you know, end things, and it can bring things back again and bring them alive. Sometimes it's not even, again, Venus retrogrades every 18 months. So there's a little bit of this speaks a little bit louder again in our personal relationships more than Mercury. Mercury retrograde kind of, it rules like the day to day and maybe short arguments and things like that. But Venus, we're going to see a little bit of bigger things. The last time retrograde, it was in May of 2020. I think it started the end of April 2020. And we all know where we were inside our houses at that point, doing whatever we were doing. I was doing a lot of hiking during that time. But think back to that. How did we feel about love? How did we, you know, present our creative pleasures? What were you working on? You know, your creative work, your arts back. I think a lot of us were working on podcasts and tarot cards and astrology and all the things we could do out of our house. Maybe this is bringing back a new cycle there. Maybe it's telling you to revisit it, or maybe all the work that you started this last retrograde, Venus retrograde, is finally coming to life. Again, in Capricorn, we're going to see the rewards with karma, especially if you put in the hard work. Karma is like climbing to Mount Everest, you know, and then just to find out that you got to climb another little bit of a peak at the very top, and then you see the reward, right? You feel that, the internal bliss. And so there's going to be a lot of that around those things and friendships. There's also going to be, it's going to be hard because of Capricorn and Saturn. It's the, you know, we see a lot of judging. We're going to sit there and we're going to say, huh, I'm judging that person. I'm judging my friends. I'm judging my loved ones. I'm doing this. I'm doing that, instead of looking at my part. Why am I judging? How am I coming from a place of compassion? I want people to come from a place of compassion when thinking of me, when thinking how I am and thinking how they interact with me. But am I doing that for others? Where am I passing on too much judgment? Am I opening up my heart? Last week I did a great meditation. I was working out, and really sit with this and sit quietly. Do whatever you do with music, beats, you know, whatever it is, and breathe in, breathe out, do some breathing exercises and really zen and say, where am I not showing love? Where am I not showing understanding and compassion? May I release this? Do some heart chakra meditations. Release that green energy heart chakra. Realign it and tell yourself, how do I need to open my heart again to love? Also around friendships, it's going to come up some questions around, do I not put myself out there enough for friendships, for love? You know, am I putting up blocks and restrictions? Or am I always going out of my way to bring people into my life, to go seek out friends, to go seek out lovers, and something's not working with that either? There's a balance in energy. I know for me, I tend to be on the one of, I have trouble maintaining friendships. I usually am good with one. Again, this could be some ADHD stuff that's pretty popular, but I have a really hard, and it also some fear, some trauma of people. Also, I only ever need one other person. That's just how I've always been. Even if I have a lot of friends, I really kind of just need one person. But I don't necessarily want to be restricted by that. I want to try to reach out to people and say, hey, why do I just let this connection go? Because I know I am guilty of being the one who won't text you first. I'm totally guilty of it. Even though I'm thinking about you, you're on my mind. That is one of my own issues. And maybe I'm really going to take a look at that as I talk about it this month with Venus there. So we got a lot going in the rest of the week for the most part. The moon's going to be in Aquarius. Again, this is going to be our time to really sit and think and make smart, constructive action. Take smart, constructive action. And oftentimes, if we're feeling overcome with emotion, if we're feeling overcome with rage, if we're feeling overcome with that, if you can just walk away for 20 minutes of whatever it is from the person, place, or thing, if you could just take your mind off of it for 20 minutes and then revisit it, I guarantee you, you will come from a more constructive place. You will come from a more heart-centered place, a more grounded place. And coming to all your problems and reaching all your problems and meeting all your problems with a heart-centered place filled with love and compassion will always in the end be better and feel better and always work out. It's wild. Trust me, I've been on both sides. I have cursed people out many times, and usually it's when I'm already in a bad mood, and I don't do that too much anymore. And I've also sat there and come from a place of total, and I'm talking, this could be telemarketers, friends, relationship, a place of total compassion, understanding, honesty. And that path always works out better, always feels better, always releases. Oftentimes that stubbornness you're feeling can be released. There's no reason to be stubborn. There's no reason not to forgive. So whatever comes up for you today, practice forgiveness, compassion, and love. Come from a heart-centered place. All right. Thank you, everyone. Thanks for listening to these every week, tuning in. Some new listeners that have been filling me in, saying they're listening. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for following me along since the beginning of 2020, this whole pandemic. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for continuing to show me love. I really appreciate this, and I cannot do any of this without you. Remember, find me on all my social media, Instagram at Cosmic Colleen. Twitter at Cosmic Colleen _ and TikTok at Cosmic Colleen. Thank you, everyone. Love you all, and have a great day.